T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Miles Brennan, former LSU quarterback. I guess that's appropriate because technically entered the transfer portal. He's on the line with us right now. Miles, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are y'all doing?
Thank you. All right, Miles.
Sure thing. So what went into this decision, and how long did you think about this? It must have been agonizing.
Yeah, man. After everything kind of happened with Coach O, I talked to my family, and, with 1 year left of eligibility, it's kind of become crunch time now for me, to be able to get out on the field and play a full season and, prove to these guys in the NFL that I can be an NFL quarterback. And, I just need to be in a place that fits my skill set and that I can go out there and help a team win as many games as possible and ultimately fulfill my dream of becoming an NFL quarterback.
Now, Miles, how does this come into play? Because you're in the meeting room and you look, when you go on a new team, you got new experiences. You look at Joe Burrow leaving Ohio State and coming to LSU, so you got to acclimate with all your new teammates and all that. But also going to the right school where, because you're not playing golf or tennis, it's a team game and have a great supporting cast and going not only to a team that because, I'm the man for sure, but also to have success, to go to a team where you have that ultimate supporting cast to have success.
Yeah, I know. I think that's going to be the biggest deciding factor, as I go through this process of trying to find a new school. Looking for a school that needs a quarterback, especially being a transfer. Not many schools, are going to take more than one quarterback, especially if he's a transfer. That's going to be something that I look at, is obviously the culture of the program, the offense that they run, and then my supporting cast, like you said, the staff, the coaches, and ultimately the players, cause we're the ones out on the field and we're the ones that are having to perform. So, I think it's going to be, it's going to be difficult at first to be able to get acclimated into a new system and things like that, but I know that I'm more than capable of being able to do it.
So Miles, where are you at right now as far as rehab? With your arm, I mean, is it like if you had to play, let's say, late November, December, or could you play right now?
Are you medically cleared to play, Miles, is what he's trying to get at.
Exactly.
That's the beat around the bush question, but yeah, you get it.
To be honest, my arm feels a lot better than it did the day that I got hurt. My biggest concern right now with where I'm at is making sure that I'm overly healthy going into my last year. I wouldn't want to take any chances to go out there just to throw a few passes and things like that and risk, becoming re-injured. That's not really a desire of mine. And to achieve my dreams, I have to make sure that my body is 100% healthy, and especially playing in this league and playing football in a contact sport where, you're going to get hit as a quarterback and you're going to have to make plays, with just coming off of a severe injury that I did and the bone being completely broken in half and having a plate and 7 screws in there, that's not something that I was rushing back into doing. My main focus was getting back 100% healthy and making sure that my body was ready to go for my next step in my journey. And I know that day is going to come, and I'm doing everything I possibly can to make sure that my body's ready to go.
Miles, how important will it be as the head coach wherever you end up? Because a lot of the coaches today are really more on the offensive side of football. To have a coach who has developed quarterbacks, who has worked with the quarterbacks, maybe been an offensive coordinator, quarterback coach, how big of a part will that play to that head coach who's got some experience at the position that you're playing, because I think that's important today. You can go to a defensive-oriented coach, and if you're in a winning atmosphere, look what happens at Alabama. You know, Nick Saban, he ain't coaching quarterbacks. But
well, you look at Georgia, Kirby Smart. So, Miles, I'm gonna tell you like it is. When you look at Kirby Smart at Georgia, or Mike at Ole Miss.
Yeah, Lane Kiffin.
Okay, offensive mind. We all know how the success he's had, but you look at Kirby Smart, a defensive mind that coach, but look at the success the team has had, and everyone's saying, oh, boy, look at that supporting cast at Georgia. Boy, what does the quarterback do? Because their team's giving up 5 points a game this day and age. 5 points a game? Are you freaking kidding me? 5 points, you should win every game. That's how good, dominant the Georgia defense has been.
But, Miles, basically, I think the question is, you've worked with Steve Ensminger, who was a former quarterback. Joe knew a lot about the pitch and catch part of the game. That, again, how important will that play as a head coach to have some experience having dealt with either playing quarterback or having coached the quarterback position?
Yeah, I mean, I think that will definitely be in the consideration. You know, my main focus right now is finding a school, you know, where A, that needs a quarterback, and B, fits my skill set, you know, and finding an offense to where I can go out on the field and I can, you know, I can let my skill set do its thing. You know, we can throw the RPOs, we can throw the deep balls, we can run the ball, you know, things that I do best and that what I did in high school and that Joe Brady and Steve Ensminger brought into LSU. That's where I want to be, you know, and to have a head coach that is an offensive mind and that, you know, does care about his quarterbacks and does coach his quarterbacks, I think would just be a bonus on top of everything. Because Bobby, like you said, you can look at Lane Kiffin, who is calling the plays and, you know, is coaching Matt Corral. And you can look at Kirby Smart, who is a defensive guy. They're giving up 5 points a game. And Stetson Bennett and JT Daniels are still throwing 300-400 yards a game. You know, so I think it kind of plays hand in hand. And for this decision, you know, I really think it's going to be just finding an offense and an offense that does what I do best. You know, and I think that's where I need to be for one more year to be able to go out there and show my skill set.
Miles, just to be clear, at this point, were you – prior to you announcing that you're going to the transfer portal, were you medically cleared? Have you been medically cleared to play?
I have not been medically cleared, no. You know, I was going through my rehab. You know, I talked to Coach O. I've talked to Bo. You know, this injury took a little longer than we had expected to heal. When you consider that, you know, my humerus broke literally in half and to put a plate and 7 screws back in there. I want to make sure, you know, I want to make damn sure that this thing is fully healed before I get back out there and compete at this level.
Miles, you've got to throw the football to some unbelievable players we're watching in the NFL today. Justin Jefferson, Ja'Marr Chase, Kayshon Boutte was an unbelievable player until he got hurt. Man, your thoughts of, man, I really had some talent around me. When you look at, see the success of Ja'Marr and Jefferson, and what Boutte eventually is going to end up being, he's going to be a top NFL player also.
Yeah, you know, it's crazy to think about. You know, I've been surrounded by a lot of talented guys. You know, Ja'Marr Chase, Terrence Marshall, Justin Jefferson, Thaddeus Moss, Quad Edwards. You know, I mean, the list can go on and on. And I've definitely learned a lot playing with those guys and practicing with those guys. You know, if anything, that will benefit me moving forward from now on.
Now, Miles, when you come up with this decision right now, transferring, does it have something to do with the transfer portal? You look at the early signing day now in December and all that, because you don't want to be a day late and a dollar short, so to speak, where, you know, teams, they look into the future, what they're going to do, where you want to be out there and be available. Did that come into consideration when all of a sudden you're ready to transfer right now?
Yeah, you know, that was a big deciding factor is, you know, I just think that if I can get an early jump start on this whole process and start doing my homework, you know, and start figuring out, you know, what schools really need a quarterback rather than waiting all the way until December, which leaves me less than 4 weeks to make a final decision. You know, I think that this is definitely going to be beneficial. I can take visits. I can go meet with coaches, see the facilities, meet the players. And then ultimately, you know, being up there in the spring and starting doing spring ball, I think that's going to be a huge benefit to me.
Miles, how would you characterize your conversation? I mean, your relationship with Coach O?
Second to none. You know, when I met with Coach O yesterday, you know, it was a difficult conversation. You know, and Coach O took over the interim in 2016, and he was named the head coach in 2017. And you know, him and I both said it. You know, we came in together and we're leaving together. You know, so we have a very special connection. You know, and I just, you know, it's just the things, the way that things played out, and this is just all part of college football. It's a business.
Miles, I'm asking this only because I saw the tweet probably a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, when there were reports about Coach O having women at practice, participating in drills and stuff like that, distracting players. You shot that down. You never saw that?
Never saw that. No, I've been there for
a bunch of BS.
Yeah, thank you, Bobby. I've been there for 5.5 years, and I'm probably one of maybe three players who have been there for that long, and I have never seen a female or a gal at practice, much less a kid running collegiate SEC LSU football
practice. Hello! Hello.
Miles Brennan, former LSU quarterback here on Sports Talk. Miles, anything to say to the fan base and your teammates? I know you think fondly of LSU as a whole.
Yeah, you know, I just want to say thank you. You know, it's been one heck of a journey here at LSU. You know, I know that the day that I step foot on this campus, I've given my absolute everything to LSU, to this university. I graduated from LSU and to this football team. You know, and I've had some unfortunate luck with injuries. You know, the past few years, but that never stopped me. Every day I went in that building, I gave it all. You know, whether it was scout team or first team reps, and so I know that I can lay my head on my pillow at night and sleep well with no regret.
Well, Miles, I can tell you, you can't coach spinning the football. You cannot coach how you throw it. That's why I think you got a great chance. Now, you want to obviously get the skins on the wall and all that, but I want to encourage you. You probably heard this example, Matt Cassel. Mike, what did he play? 14 years in the NFL. He didn't even start at USC.
Not one game.
But he got in the NFL. All I know is if you could throw the ball, it's like, okay, I'm going to coach you how to throw it. No, you can't coach nobody how to throw a football. Either they can throw it or they cannot. And then I look at Matt Flynn. Okay, what did Matt Flynn do at LSU?
Now, the stars were like, starter,
1 year.
But he was really good that year.
1 year. And look what he parlayed. Now, all of a sudden, you know, he's going, was it the Raiders and the Seahawks, Mike? If I'm right. Okay.
And Packers.
Okay. But they paid him the big bucks with the Seahawks. But what happened? It's a production, how you produce. All of a sudden, Russell Wilson's the guy, and it's not Matt Flynn. But you don't feel sorry for him because he parlayed into that the one great year at LSU. So no matter where you at, you want to get those skins in the wall and mouse. I'm telling you, keep your confidence. You got to hang in there. You guys got to hang in there. You got to handle adversity. I know you could do it because I know one thing. You cannot coach how well you can throw the ball. That's the bottom line.
You're 100% correct. Bobby, if I can throw the ball half as well as you, I think I'll be just fine.
I hope you can throw it better now.
No.
I've seen him throw it now. I know you can throw it better than him.
Miles, I'm going to tell you what. If I truly had your arm, I'd not only be in the Saints Louisiana Hall of Fame, I might be in the NFL Hall of Fame.
Miles,
That's a big compliment there.
I think your arm's that good.
Miles, don't go too far from home because Nicky Collins, I don't know how well his car is going to be able to follow you.
Hey, he'll get in his minivan. He'll come follow me.
There you go. Yeah, you're right.
Miles Brennan, again, thanks for the time. We certainly appreciate it. And look, man, best of luck to you wherever you decide to go. We can't wait to see you play.
Well, thank you all so much for having me. It was a pleasure, you know, talking to you all, and I appreciate all the support that I've had since I've been at LSU.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
Watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.